My heart and my passion is for women to connect. And for us to do like Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpening iron. It's so important, and I looked at it in different versions. The King James says, iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. We need to sharpen the countenance of each other. The Amplified Bible says, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the influences another through discussion. And so that's what we're wanting to do today, so you and I could remember what Habakkuk 3:17 through 19 says. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stall. I don't know if that's where you are today, but here's what we need to rejoice about. Yet, I will rejoice. When you get up every morning, do like I do. When I feel that cold floor, I'm like, ooh, I'm up. I'm breathing this morning. So rejoice. Make it a habit to rejoice in the Lord, even when there's nothing to rejoice about. Just make it a habit. Just tell the devil you're under my feet, and I'm getting up this morning, and I'm going to find something to rejoice about. That's why Lamentations 3:23 is so real to me, that regardless of how I feel, he is faithful. And I am going to see new mercies today, okay? Well, let me go on. I'm getting a little carried away. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Joy is internal. So get your joy on by staying in God's word. Don't just study God's word for everybody else so you can get up and teach it. That's good for those of us that are teachers. But make sure the word is internalizing and the Lord is feeding you for yourself. Have your devotions every day. If it has to be twice a day, look, we need him. All right. The Lord God is my strength. Not maybe is your strength. He is your strength. Whether you feel it or not, he is your strength. He will make my feet like hind feet or hind's feet. And he will make me to walk upon mine hind places, my high places, okay? Well, I went a little deeper. I'm not going to take the whole time because I really want us to communicate with each other today. I wanted to know exactly what a hind feet is. I always thought of the hind feet, but a hind is a kind of a deer. It's a female deer. When I saw a female deer, I was like, hello. That can place her back feet exactly where her front feet steps. She's got that much precision. We were just talking about the fact that I think women have the gift of discernment, intuition. I think that's her gift. I think we can really place our left back feet where our right back feet just jumped. Because Habakkuk says we can. Not 1 inch is off. She's able to run. This is the hind feet deer I'm talking about. She's able to run with abandonment. In times of danger, she's able to run securely and not get off track. Wow. That's who you are. Yes. That's what Habakkuk just said. The phrase hind feet is used in the Bible to denote an ability to overcome difficult challenges successfully. In verse 33 of Psalms 18, write that down, which reads, he maketh my feet like hind feet. And again, that's a type of deer, okay? Hind feet. And sitteth me upon high places. A deer, the hind deer, can move quickly and easily across the rocks and mountains, leaping from one rock to the other without losing its footing. I kept going. I was like, hello, this is getting better and better. This female deer can do all this stuff. Thus, the biblical verse means that God has inspired his believers and empowered us to overcome the obstacles which confront us. God will give you the ability to overcome a challenge that has been affecting you or worrying you with ease and success. Because that's what he's promised you. Sometimes, Don Lawrence says, we have to encourage ourselves. Sometimes we got to look in the mirror and tell ourselves all this stuff. And I'm going to use this in my notes one day when I need to talk to myself. I'm going to look in the mirror and tell myself, I am a hind deer that can leap through rocky situations, leap through challenges, leap through mountaintops with precision. Regardless of what folks are telling me, you and I, we can. So what we want to do now with our Q&A forum is remind you of who you are. I know we're dealing with situations in our ministry, our families, children, finances. I know. We live a real life in ministry. We're real people too. But I want to remind you today of who you are in Christ. You have all that you need to leap through the situation you're dealing with now. You have the empowerment. You have God's strength. You have the agility of a hind deer to leap forward and walk as what he says we are, overcomers. Some of you have just started your churches. Some of you have been in church ministry for a long time, and you're like, when will this pass? I'm here to tell you, as you're going through life in ministry, this too will pass. Hold on to his unchanging hand and keep pressing to keep moving forward with the hind feet that God has given us.